across the globe are being torn apart. It's not just a social phenomenon, it's a deeply personal, deeply painful experience. And one of the reasons it's happening is that we're not giving our families the time that they need and the time that they deserve. Time to do something about that. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take another look at your family from a different perspective. It's true, isn't it? For centuries, people have coveted money and power. They've been the two most valuable commodities on the world's value scale. If you can have enough money, you can buy, own, and experience whatever you want. If you have enough power, you can control whatever you want. Makes sense. Why wouldn't people covet money and power? But things are changing. The more affluent a society becomes, the less we covet money, because affluence becomes more of a vehicle to choice. Someone whom I respect greatly once said to me, Bernie, money is only about one thing. It's about giving you choice. That reflects the mood of contemporary society. Of course, we'd all like a little bit more in our pay packets. There never seems quite enough to go around, does there? But many people have more than enough money now. And so what money does is that it gives them choices. People these days are retiring earlier or moving from full-time to part-time work. It's their choice if they have enough money. They can choose different experiences too, holidays, restaurants, cafes. The more they have, the greater are their choices. And a lot of people have decided that power isn't worth the price you have to pay for it. Power's a brutal master. So, something else has bubbled to the surface as being, or at least becoming, the most valuable commodity on this earth. And that something is time. No, you won't find it as a commodity to be traded on world markets. But the more choices we have, the more precious time becomes. We only have a finite amount of time in the day. I guess we have to sleep sometime, although many people suffer from a lack of sleep because of everything they're trying to cram into their lives. Too many choices, you see. And we only have a finite amount of time left here on this earth. Many people are capable of earning more money if they try. But time, who knows when that'll run out? It is, in a sense, fixed. It is, given the increasing number of choices we now have on how we can spend our time, very much in short supply. And we all know that when something is in short supply, its value goes up. That's why, for many people, time is their most valuable commodity. I wonder, how valuable is your time to you? And how do you choose to spend it? On what do you spend it? For most of us, there's work, although work for many is more than work. It becomes a career because a career is valuable. And so many of us spend way too much time at work. Some people, and I really relate to this, are workaholics because I'm passionate about what I do. So I'm prone to having my work life out of balance by spending too much of my time on my work. And whilst I don't have a long commute at all, many people do. Either by choice or by necessity, they travel an hour or two or more to and from work. Some people spend too much time on urgent things like answering emails rather than on doing important things like building family relationships. Other people squander their time. Now, time wasted on something we enjoy isn't a waste at all. We all need some rest and relaxation. But some people are lazy. Some people waste their time on things that have little or no value, things they don't even enjoy that much, just because that's what they've always done. How do you spend or waste your time? I love this quote from 19th century writer and philosopher Elbert Hubbard. He said, "No matter what you've done for yourself or for humanity, if you can't look back on having given love and attention to your own family, what have you really accomplished?" And that brings me right back to the subject of our current series of messages, how to stop your family from falling apart. Because way too many families are indeed falling apart. Why? Because as Western culture's ethos of individualism and materialism takes hold of a society, our focus turns to cramming in as many desirable options into our limited amount of time as we possibly can. So we do things for ourselves. We do things for humanity. I can argue that my job is benefiting other people. Hopefully that's true. And so there, right there, is a valid justification, apparently, for being a workaholic. But if we can't look back on having given love and attention to our families, what have we really accomplished? That's my question for you today. As you select each day what options you are going to spend your time on, where does your family figure in your priorities? Are they an important option or not? The great American actor Michael J. Fox, whose stellar career was cut short by Parkinson's disease, puts it this way: family isn't just important, it's everything. So here's what I want to share with you today. Whatever is going on in your life, however important your job is, however many options you have for being entertained, your family needs your time. And I'm saying this as much to myself as I'm saying it to you. If time is your most precious commodity, why wouldn't you spend a good chunk of it on your most precious people, your family? Husbands, your wife needs your time and your undivided attention. Wives, your husband needs your time and your undivided attention. Parents, your children need your time and your undivided attention. What bit of that don't we get? Surfing the internet, watching cable television, answering those emails late at night, watching a movie, having a slightly better job that pays a bit more but requires 2 hours daily commute. None of those things in the cold, hard light of day come anywhere close to how important your family is. So, being an Australian and being fairly forthright and direct, let me say this to you. Wake up, because your family matters. Desmond Tutu said this: "You don't choose your family. They are God's gift to you as you are to them." He's absolutely right, of course. So, God gives you this amazing gift and you toss it in the corner and you ignore it. Is that any way to treat your God? Is that any way to treat your family? God has this to say to you today through Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6. "Train up a child in the way that he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it." That takes time. It takes time to discipline a child. It takes time to play with a child. It takes time to listen to a child, to appreciate a child, to celebrate with your child, to mourn with your child. It takes time to keep the passion in your marriage. It takes time to listen to your wife, husbands, when you come home from a day's work. It takes time, wives, to spend intimate moments with your husband. All these things take time. The most important things we can possibly do with the most important people we can possibly have. These people whom God gave us as his special gift. These people whom God gave us as their special gift. Let me finish off today with another salutary word from your God. He says it so much better than I ever could. Psalm 90, verse 12. "So teach us to consider our mortality so that we might live our lives wisely." May you be blessed today as you receive God's word into your heart. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word, Fresh, for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.